Today's Shir is Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. I'm an Aleph. At the second line, the Mishnah mentioned that the halal could be combined with the meat for Tumas Eichlim. So ask the Gemara, exactly my halal, what is the halal? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that the halal is Tartika. It's the vein of the spine and the neck, and it's wide and white and very tough. Rish Lakish Amar, whereas, says the Gemara, Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish's opinion is that Basa Shapatosay Asakin, when they skin the animal and they take the skin off the animal, sometimes there's some meat still attached to the skin because the knife did not get off all of the meat. And that meat is not considered significant. And because it's not considered, since it's not considered significant, that's why it's not mekabel tuma on its own. Meisrei asked the Gemara on the opinion of Reish Lakish. The Pasuk says in Eoif, where Eoif speaks to his colleagues, and he says to them, Vulam atem toifle shaker, you're all people who say lies. Roifei elal kulchem, what Eoiv was suffering, and what you're suggesting that I do to heal myself is not going to elal kulchem. It's something that's an alol that is compared to alol that has no refuah. So makes the Gemara's point. Bishlam lamanda matartka, according to the opinion, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that we began our shir, that the lol is tartika, hainu de la barafuhi. That's why somebody who can't be healed is compared to the lol. Because just like that vein meat, that hard meat, is, as we said, really not very useful. Here too, what you're saying is not useful for my situation. Elamandam asked the Gemara, according to the opinion of Reish Lakish, that the definition of a lol is basa shepaltavai sakin, meat that was not cut off by the knife, barafuhi. That meat is still attached to the skin, and sometimes you could reattach it or connect it to the other meat. So why, asked the Gemara, if that's the definition of alol, why is it considered something that has no refuah, that's useless? Says the Gemara, alol dekra, when we speak about alol, that's mentioned in the Pasuk, says the Marakalam Leipligi, there is no discussion that the alol is indeed the tartika. Ki pligi, when we have the question here, is balol de masnisen, where our Mishnah used the word alol. And now the question is, what is it meant with alol? What is meant by alol that's said in the Mishnah? So Eev calls his friends toifle sheker, people who say things that are untrue. So the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed has the most interesting discussion here. Somebody asks Rav Zilberstein Shlita the following question. He says, in the business that he's in, that this individual is in, there's somebody else, he has a competitor. But the competitor is not as familiar with the business as he is. And they're competitors. He says, one day, somebody offered him some merchandise that was supposed to be at a great deal. And he says, I looked into it, and I saw that this merchandise is really very poor quality. He says, as I'm walking the street, I meet my competitor. And my competitor tells me that I was just offered this wonderful material, and I recognize that the material he was offered was the material that the merchandise that I had looked at yesterday and decided that it was a poor quality. And now, he says, the person who had first seen this merchandise starts thinking to himself, what should I tell him? If I will tell him, as I really believe and is required to say the truth, that this merchandise is very poor quality, I know what he's going to think is that I'm not telling him the truth, because he's going to think that I don't want him to get that merchandise, which will be competition to me. On the other hand, should I tell him that it's great merchandise, it will get him suspicious. So what should I do? That's the question this person posed. So the Cheshukei Chemed quotes the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, who says, Omra Chochem, the Chochem says, 10 eights of toivim in the chayinu l'cholodom as yove etzlacha l'syatz. Anybody who comes to you for advice, be careful to give him the proper advice. Afilo sanacha, even if he is your enemy. And he says, Mishnei tamim, the two reasons to do this. Echad, k'dei lotzim b'den shemayim v'loy b'chait. You have to be careful not to do something wrong. Giving the wrong advice is wrong, it's a sin. Like this, you'll be able to take revenge in your enemy. Your enemy will think, this person hates me. He's not going to give me good advice. Your enemy will end up losing out by not following your ways. Now, according to this, the halacha is quite clearly that he has to say the truth. But this second phrase, ask the chidah, that the Sefer Chassidim says, is most difficult to understand. He uses the word kibizet esnakim esanecha. You'll be able to take revenge. Is that the way we're supposed to behave? That we should cause our enemy to have a loss so we could take revenge? Rather, he explains that what the Sefer Chassidim means to say, the reason to give him the true answer is one, because we always have to say the truth, and number two, that what the Sefer Chassidim means to say is that your intention should be honorable. What happens afterwards happens afterwards. And therefore, he says, it's quite clear that you have to say the truth. But then he asks, from a Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Rav had makamat sale devisa. Rav had problems with his wife. Kiyom lavide tofchi, if he would tell her, make me beans, avle chimtzi, she would make him different vegetables. Kshemak shemena lasas afunim ayel adashim, whatever he asked, she did the opposite. Says the Gemara, kigol chibrei, so when Chia, their son, Rav's son, grew up, apachlei. So what Rav would do is, since he knew his wife always does the opposite of what he asks, he would always ask the opposite so he could get what he wants. And therefore, says the Gemara, when Rav would ask for beans, he would tell his mother, do the opposite. Rav saw that all of a sudden his wife is doing what he asked. He didn't understand. So Rav asks his son, has your mother, Ima, Ilocha Imach, has your mother gotten better? So Chia tells his father, I reversed what you said to get you what you wanted. So Rav at that point said, this is what people say, whoever comes from you learns from you. In other words, he was saying, you learned from my behavior. But he said to his son, V'ulam at loytavid hachi, you shouldn't do so, because the pasuk says, Limdu l'shanim davashekar, we have to be careful never to say something which is not true, no matter what. So what do we see from here? That Rav did sometimes say the opposite. His son wasn't supposed to say it, but not Rav. So what's the heter over here? So the answer is that Rav, when he was telling his wife the opposite of what he wanted, was trying to save her from a terrible aveira. A wife is obligated to do what her husband asks. And here, she was not doing what what he was asking. So he came up with a way to solve this problem. But we're never allowed to say lies. As our Gemara says, Teufelei Sheker, we're supposed to avoid saying something untrue under all circumstances. Tashma, going back to our question, what exactly is Dalal? The Mishnah says in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Yud Ma'alol HaMechunas, if all of the lol of an avela is in one place, im yesh kazayis b'makom echad, if there's a combination of a kazayis in one place, chayov nalov, there's a chiyuv for nevela. That means if you eat that kazayis, you'll get malchus. And if somebody touched that nevela and he's tamei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash in that state, rachmon l'tzlon, to be chayiv kurus for entering the Beis HaMikdash when he is tamei. Vam Rav Huna. And Rav Huna said that when does Rav Yehuda say that it's an avela? If the person himself gathered all these pieces of meat together, so he showed that it's significant to him. But if it wasn't done by him intentionally, or for example, it was done by children, then Rav Yehuda will agree with the Tanakhama that's not considered an avela. And therefore, since it's not considered an avela, you're not chai for it. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandamar, according to Rish Lakish, who began our shir by telling us the definition of alal is basa shapotatsoy sakin, the pieces of meat that were cut by the knife or not cut by the knife. So now says the Gemara, we could understand hanadiki kazayis mechayif, we could understand when there's a little left over yechayif, and when there isn't, you're not chayif. Elamandamar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who defined alal as Martika, kik a kazayis mehava. What's the difference if you have a kazayis or not? Eitz ba'amahu. It's just a piece of wood, and you gathering it or not gathering it should be immaterial. Says the Gemara, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda spoke about alal in the Mishnah, loy pligi, there is no question that Rabbi Yochanan understood that the definition of alal are those pieces of meat. Ki pligi, the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, says the Gemara, is a liba de rabbanim. It's according to the halal that was mentioned by the Tanakhama, the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Martka Nami. That Martka is also considered halal, as the pasuk in Eiv taught us, and that's the halacha, the mitzarif, that halal, any type of halal to combine, any type of halal to combine with the meat and to make it into Tumas Eichlin. Shlokish Amar, the Shlokish opinion, however, is that the lal that is spoken about by the Tanakhama is only Dafka Bosa Shapotot Soysakin, meat that was cut by the knife, Avo Martka, but Martka is not considered a food at all, and since the Martka is not considered a food at all, the loch will be the Loy Mitztarif. It will not be able to combine with the meat under any circumstances. So again, ask the Gemara. According to Reish Lakish, who says that the lal that's spoken about in the Reish of the Mishnah, that it could combine with the rest of the meat for sheer beya, for tumas oichlem, is only about a lal meat that was cut by the knife. But ask the Gemara, what a lal meat is Reish Lakish referring to that has this din? This halal meat that was cut by the knife, hechidami, what exactly are the circumstances? If there was an intention to eat that meat, so ask the Gemara, filu ba'ampe nafshei, then the halacha should be that independently, the fact that he has intention to eat that meat, that should make it into a food. And as I saw, the Rishonim point out, even if this is something that people do not normally eat, your intention to eat it makes it into a food. The Gemara we learned much earlier in the Masechta on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis teaches us, Osha Behema, the skin of an animal, Shabishla that was cooked, or the Shilya, the fetus, Shechishavala Lachila, you decided to eat it, Metam Tamas Eichlin. And this, therefore, should make it into a food. So only if you transformed it would it make a difference. And if you have no intention to eat it, ask the Gemara Betulei Batli. It's not a food anymore. And why should it be able to combine with the meat for Tumas Eichlim? Answers the Gemara. Rav Avin, Rameisha, answer this question. Chanamar, one explains that we're speaking about a case, Miktsasa Chishavala, that he had in mind to eat some of the lal, but not all of it. So the halacha is that it itself, if we look at all of the halal together, so then the halacha is that since he didn't intend to eat all of it, and we don't have a beya of it itself, we don't have a beya for it itself. So now, if it's together with other food, the part that I had machshava on to eat will combine. The part that I had machshava on will combine with the rest of the meat, and therefore now I have from that part that I thought about a kebaya. The Chadomer, and one explains that the Mishnah is speaking about Miktsasa Paltas Achaya. One, some of it remained on the meat that a dog or somebody bit into it. Some of it remained, and some of it did not. Miktsasa Paltas Asakin, and some was meat that was cut by the knife. Now, we don't know which is the meat that was bitten by an animal, and what is the meat that was cut by the knife. So the meat that was cut by the knife, he cut it deliberately with his knife. By him deliberately cutting that meat with his knife, he's showing that it's not a food to him anymore. He's cutting it off. But the meat that was bitten by the animal, he didn't do anything to cut it off. It happened because the animal bit it off. So it still has considered an oichel. So if I only are going to use the halal meat for tumah, I don't have a full beya of good meat. But if I have meat, and I also have some of the halal meat, which is good meat, I have some of the halal meat is good meat, then the halacha is that combined with the rest of the meat, some of the halal, which is good halal, because we're just bitten by an animal with the meat, if that combines the kebaya, so then the halacha is that will be matam b'tumas eichel. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. The Mishnah Masechta Taharos teaches us, there the Mishnah is speaking about the halacha of Nevelis Oif Tahor, that has unique halachas, as we've been consistently learning. Hachartim, which is the part of the bird that it pecks, its epanim, its nails, matamim, have the din of a yad, which we learned many times. A yad imports and export tumah, even though a nevelis oif tahor, as we know, does not have a regular halacha of tumah. Regular halacha of tumah is if you come in contact with the tumah, or it comes in contact with you, becomes tamei. Nevelis oif tahor, the only tamei bebeis abliyah, metamim or metamim. They could. It's a yad. They could import and export tumah or mitstarfim. And they could combine with meat to have a kebaya of tumas eichlim. But as the Gemara, chartum, the part of the animal that its beak, that it pecks with, eats ba'almahu. Why would that be able to combine for tumas eichlim? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, the chartum atachtum, the bottom of the palate of the birds. Says the Gemara, but isn't that also tachtum namu eats ba'almah? Amar Papa tachtum shel elyon. It's not what's outside the animal's mouth. It's inside the animal's mouth. And that's something, says the Gemara, which is edible. It's a pranayim. Then ask the Gemara, what about the nails? How do we call nails something roi lachila? Answers the Gemara, Amar b'loza b'mokam avuloyim b'bosar. It's the nails, which are right next to the flesh, which are edible. The Gemara also mentioned the karnayim, the horns combined with the meat to have the sheer kebaya for tumas eichlim. Says the Gemara, what part of the nails are we speaking about? What part of the horn are we speaking about? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, b'makom shechayt v'yotz min dam. The place where the horn are connected to the animal's head, where they're very soft, and therefore that's the place where the right connected to the animal's head is soft, and therefore they're considered meat that we could have a shear bayah. The rest of the canayim, which are hard and inedible, of course, did not combine with the rest of the meat to make a shear tumas bayah. We learned further in the Mishnah, ki yitzbo. The Mishnah told us a very interesting din. Hashachet behemoth, if a Jew shechted a non-kosher animal for a nochri, even though the animal did not yet die, it's still mefacharsis, it's thrashing around, still it has a din of an oichel and has a din of tumas oichlin. That means the fundamental point in explaining this piece of Gemara is that by us, by Klal Yisrael, there's a din of shechita. So when there's no question that when we shecht a kosher animal, the moment we shecht the kosher animal, even though the animal is still mefacheses, is still thrashing around, according to the halacha, it's considered a kosher animal. It's considered dead. And since at that moment, the halacha considers it no longer alive, it's at that point an oichel. It's considered at that point a food, as we're learning, tumas oichel. When a nochri kills an animal, there's no question that it's not considered dead until it's actually dead. And while it's mefacheset, it's thrashing around, it's still considered alive, and therefore it's not subject to tumas oichlin. The discussion here is when a Jew did a maisa shechita on a non-kosher animal. And the Gemara says that if a Jew did a maisa, the Mishnah said that if a Jew did a maisa shechita on a non-kosher animal, it's already considered expired, and therefore it's subject now to tumas oichlin. Amar Rav Asi, Shoinin, the Tanaim that teach us, Yisrael Tameya, if a Yisrael shechted a non-kosher animal, v'ayv kacham taira, or if a non-Jew shechted a kosher animal, tzricha machshava, when will it be considered an oichel? That means if the Yisrael did a ma'aseh shechita, that or the nochri did a ma'aseh shechita on a kosher animal, it's only considered that the animal is dead if you had a machshava to consider it a food. But if you did not have that machshava, it doesn't have a shame oichel until it actually dies. And furthermore, it requires hechshemayim makam echer. We know for tumas oichlin, food always has to be made wet. Even though dam, blood, is one of the liquids that can make a food mukhsh l'kavot tumah, the blood of its own shechita cannot accomplish that. And therefore, the halacha is that since these were not shechita kshera, it's not considered blood that could be makshe the food. And therefore, it's not considered food that could be makshe shechita. Dam of a shechita kshera, the pasuk says, when the Torah talks about that type of dam, the Torah says, we spoke about this earlier in the Masechta, but that's only when we had a valid shechita. When we don't have a valid shechita, so the blood is not considered blood that's like water, and therefore that blood will not be able to be makshir food l'kabel tumah. But ask the Gemara, hech shalom ali, we're speaking about how it could become mukshir. When this animal will eventually die, it will be a nevela. A nevela is a much more severe type of tumah than tumas oichlin. And the halacha says, the Gemara is, the kosher soif latam tumah chamura, if it's eventually going to have a very high, serious tumah, loy boy heksha, then heksha is not required. And the Gemara tells us, from where do we know this halacha? Because says the Gemara, the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk that teaches us about hechsher, that food has to be mukhsh l'kabel tumah, the pasuk says, v'chiyite naim alzer v'nafam nevos oloi tumah l'chem. It says, ma, where does the Torah speak about it? By seeds. And we learn, ma zroim ein soifat tamah tumah chamura, seeds only can have tumas oichlim. Even if a seed came into contact with a mace, which avi avoisa tumah, they won't be able to matama the halacha is it won't be able to matama adam v'kelim. That's where, from there we learn, that's where tzrich and hechsher, the hechsher is required. Af kosh ain't sof l'tam tam chamura, only something that won't become a high level tumma, that's where the Torah requires hechsher. But this is going to become a nevela. If it's going to become a nevela, why do we have a conversation, asked the Gemara, about hechsher? The Tanya, says the Gemara, we learned in a brayso, Amar Rabbi Yosef b'nei Amru, nevelas oif Torah tzricha machshava. Why does the nevelas oif Torah have that machshava that it should have tumas oichlim? Vein it tzricha hechsher. But even though it has to have that machshava that you want to eat it, it's still hechsher is not required. Again, because it's going to have soif l'tam tumas chamura, the tumas nevela. So ask the Gemara, why are we having a conversation about hechsher? Says the Gemara Amar Chizkia. Here we're speaking about a case where this animal is still mefarchis. So if the animal is still mefarchis, so it's not yet an avela. If it's not yet an avela, hoil, and while it's mefarchis, you have the ability to cut it into small pieces, ulamida alpox mekazayis, and make those small pieces less than a kazayis. If they're less than a kazayis, they're not going to have tumas nevela. They're only going to have tumas oichlim. If they're only going to have tumas oichlim, they have to have hechsher, as we know, all tumas oichlim have to have. The nevelas oiftar is speaking about where it already died. Since it already died, so now it's subject to tumas nevela, and that's why hechsher is not required. But ask the Gemara. Amalei Rav Yemir L'Rav Zera. Umiyama Chizkia Hachi. Did Chizkia say that the animal that's mefarchis doesn't have tumas nevela? It's not considered dead. V'ama Vetma, we learned, shach b'shnayim, oirav shnayim, if you shechted in a non-kosher animal, the two simonim, or most of the two simonim, v'adayinim of Archesis, and it's still thrashing around, Chizkiyama Einan Lavarim. It's not considered Eva Menachai. It's considered dead. Rav Yochanan Amar, Yeshna Lavarim, is still subject to Eva Menachai Isurim. And the Gemara explains, Chizkiyama Einan Lavarim, Chizkiya says it's no longer subject to Eva Menachai because the halacha is that at that point it's considered Mesihi. It's considered dead. And therefore, since it's considered dead, it's not Eva Menachai. Rav Yochanan Amar, Yesh no Avarim, since it's not dead, so it's still Eva Menachai, Lav Mesihi. So we see that Chizkiya holds that an animal that's Mefarchis is considered like it's dead. So how did he say that it's considered dead? Why did he say it's not Matam Tumas Nevela while it's still Mefarchis? Amalei, to Rav Zeira's response to Rav Yirmiyah, so we have a stira in Chizkiya. Is an animal that was mefarchis through a not valid shechita considered dead or not? Answers the Gemara. Amalei, it's in the middle. Yotz meklal chaya, it's not considered a chaya, and therefore it's not considered a live animal, and therefore it's not subject to eva menachai. However, leklal meis loibasa, it's not considered dead yet, and therefore it's not considered dead. That's why only an animal that's dead has the din of nevela. This doesn't. And the Gemara goes into this machlokes that we just learned of Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan. Gufa, says the Gemara, shachar b'shnayim, if you have a non-kosher animal and you check that both simonim oirav shnayim v'adayim mefarcheses, and it's still being mefarches thrashing around, Chizkiya me'ena lavarim, it's not considered eva menachai. It's still subject to Eva Menachai. To which says the Gemara, follow what Rabbi Yochanan teaches us, that an animal that's mefarchis, a ben noyach, may not eat it. The Tanna Rabbi Oisha Kava say, because we have a braisa that Rabbi Oisha taught us, supporting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Tanna Rabbi Oisha, Yisrael Shashach Behem Tameya Loi V'Kachavim, as we began this sugya, if it was the Yisrael who shechted a non-kosher animal for a nokri, shach b'shnayim or rev shnayim, he did a proper shkita, the aloch is mefarcheses, and the animal's thrashing around, but tamas tumas oichlim, it's subject for Tumas Eichlim, because since it was slaughtered by a Jew with all of the Hilchas Shechita, even though it, and he had in mind that the Nochri is going to eat it, that type of Shechita, even is considered a Shechita, and therefore it's considered dead, and therefore it's subject to Tumas Eichlim. Avloi Tumas Nevelis, but it doesn't have a Tumas Nevela, it's because until it's actually dead, and therefore, since it has no Tumas Nevela yet, until it's dead, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's subject to Eva Menachai. So, it's very interesting. Even though, as Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, and Rav Oshi is telling us, that the Nochri may not eat that animal until it dies, this is not like the Shechita of a Jew for kosher meat, that could be that the meat, the animal is considered completely dead, even though it's mefarches, and that's why it's over and still usher b'shum eva menachai. Still, since it had some sort of shechita, and not only did it have some sort of shechita, but the shechita was done by Yisrael, the halacha is that it's considered, that is considered enough of an act that it should be considered an oichel. Continues the Gemara. If you have this non-kosher animal that's still mefarchis, that was slaughtered by a Jew and it's still mefarchis, tells us the Gemara, Eva parish menu, and any Eva that's removed from this animal, keparish menachai, it's like removed from a live animal, and it's metamim yad, like an Eva from an avela. Ubasa parish menu, any meat that separates from this, kibasa parish menachai, it's like meat that's separated from mechai, she'osa l'bnei noyach, and may not be eaten by b'nei noyach afilach shteitz adafsha, as we learned earlier in our mesechta, that the halacha is that bas mechai is also to a Jew and to a goy. So we see in this braisa that a non-kosher animal that's mefarchis may not be eaten by a b'nei noyach because it's considered Eivim Menachai. Shachaba continues the Braisa. Shachaba's Echad, if the Shechita was an invalid Shechita, where you only shechted one simen, I roiv Echad, only roiv of one simen, ain't a metam tumas eichlim, then the halacha is that it's not metam tumas eichlim. Because everybody will agree that an animal that had a Shechita of only one simen, that is not considered an act of Shechita. Since that is not considered an act of Shechita, it's not going to be considered dead until it's actually not moving around. And while it's mefarchis, it's not considered yet an oichel. Nochra, if you just rip the simonim of an animal, and therefore it's mefarchis, since that's not a way to do Shechita, not only it's not a way of doing Shechita, nobody kills animals that way, then the halacha is ein ba metumas shaklum. Again, it doesn't have tumas. It doesn't have tumas eichlim because it's not yet dead. And what the Gemara says is that Tosfos explains that not only where you didn't do an act of shechita at all is that the halacha, but even when you did an act of shechita on one simen, it's still not considered significant enough that it should have any value, that it should be considered an eichel. Furthermore, teaches us the Braisa, Oiv kacham shech behem b'tayel Yisrael, Oiv kacham shechted a kosher animal for Yisrael, and it's mefacheses, v'tamet tumas eichlim. It's subject to tumas eichlim, because an act of shechita was done. Moreover, it's not metamet tumas nevela until it actually is dead. That's the way Rashi explains. But Rashi means that Rashi, it seems that only because the Nochri did a Maisa Shechita for Yisrael, even though, as we've learned so many times in Amasechta, a Maisa Shechita done by a Nochri is a meaningless act. But according to Rashi, if the Nochri would have done the Shechita for himself, so then this halacha would not apply. Tosfos disagrees. He says, as long as the Nochri did a Maisa Shechita, and the Maisa Shechita was done on a kosher animal, even though it was done for himself, it wasn't done with Tzorach Yisrael, since this is an act of Shechita, it's a proper act of Shechita, and it was done on a kosher animal, so then it's already metame tumas oichlin, even though it's mefarchas. Why, if that's the case, as Tosis, did the Braises say that he did the shchitul tzorach Yisroel? He could have said that he did it's immaterial. Says Tosis, the reason the Braises chose to speak about a case that the Nochri shechted it for Yisroel, to teach us the next thing that we're going to learn, that the Eva Parish Menu is Ke'eva Parish Menachai, and that's considered like Eva Menachai. Eva Parish Menachai, and it has the din of Tumas Novela. Ubasa Parish Menu, Ke'parish Menachai, which we learned, we mentioned a moment ago, is also B'nei Noyach, Afilachis Teitza Nafsha. That's why it was mentioned that even though he shechted it for Yisroel, so we have a Maisa Shechita, and it's a kosher animal, but Anna was shechted l'tzorech Yisroel, it doesn't prevent these halachas. However, shechet bar, if the nachri only shechted one simen, or the roiver one simen, enim etam etumas oichlim, until it actually dies, if it's still mefarchis, there's no tumas oichlim, nachra, and he killed the animal without any shechita, so the halachas aim by tumas shechlum, it's not going to have tumas oichlim until it dies. Says the Braisa, Shachar of the Kachavim, Makam Shenoisa Trefa. If the Nachri shechted a kosher animal where he didn't make it into a Trefa, he shechted, as we discussed so extensively at the beginning of the Masechta, he shechted less than 50% of the Karna. As we spoke so often about shechting the Afiotes, shechting 49% of the a Karna that's ripped or not properly shechted 49%. Or by Yisroel of a Gomra, now Yisroel comes and completes a proper shechita, then it's kshera. What the Nochri did is considered meaningless. Shachar Yisroel, if Yisroel shechted a kosher animal, beim makom shayso treifa, beim makom shayso treifa, or by over gom shechita soi. Again, the same example where the Yisroel, even if he shechted roiv of one of the simen, or certainly if he only shechted 49% of the simen, and now the Nochri did the rest. So that means that the real act of shechita was done by the Nachri, and therefore psula. Tell us the Braisa. If somebody wants to eat from meat before it's completely dead, the meat that is where you shech the animal is meat that you don't have to skin. So it's meat that you could immediately take to eat before the animal completely expires. Molcha yofa yofa, but of course you have to salt it well. And why does the Gemara say it has to be salted very well? Because as we learned before, since there's so much blood that exits the animal at the time of shechita, especially at the area of the base of shechita, so there's a lot of blood, so you have to salt it where? Well, medicha yofen, then we have to rinse it. Umamten shetetze nafshen, we wait till the animal dies, v'oichlat. Because the Torah says, le'soichlu al adam, and we learn from the pasuk le'soichlu al adam, that even though, as we're learning, an animal that's mefarchis is technically kosher, you're not allowed to eat from it. And the halacha is you have to wait till the animal expires. But the moment the animal expires, I will have that meat ready for me to eat. And this halacha, even though the animal was, this meat was taken before the animal completely died, and we've been learning that by a nakri, the animal has to be dead. Here, since the Yisroel is allowed to eat the meat as soon as it's kosher, as soon as mefarchis, the same thing will apply to the nakri. And the concept is, we've learned previously, that there is no example where something is mutter for Yisroel and also for Nachri. Says the Gemara, this price that we just learned, that if you took this meat before the animal completely died, after that, and you then processes as the Gemara taught, and then you could eat the meat as soon as it completely dies, both the Ovi Kachavim and both the Yisroel, says the Gemara, Masayla Rav Idi Bar Oven, supports what Rav Idi Bar Oven taught us, Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven, Amar Yitzchak Bar Asher, Haroitzu Shiavri. If somebody wants to be healthy, Choyte Kazayis Bosman Beis HaShchita, cut off that piece of meat from Beis HaShchita, Molcha yafa yafa, salted well, medicha yafa yafa, umamtan la chitetsa nafshoi, wait till it dies. Echarav kachav mechay yisrael matarba, everybody could eat from it. Says the Gemara, by Rebbe Elazar. So now Rebbe Elazar asked the question, if somebody shecked an animal, for Shaba, and we learned at the beginning of Masechta, that we're not allowed to have any delay during the act of the Shechita. For Darasba, or he did not do Halacha of Ahiva, which again, we learned at the beginning of Masechta, is essential to a kosher Shechita. Why will be the Halacha with that animal while it's Mefarchis? Do we say that since these are disqualifying acts of a Shechita, it's the same like Nechira, and therefore it won't be subject Tumas Oichel until it actually dies, or it's not the same as Nechira. Says the Gemara, Amalei Husava, there was an elderly person told Rabbi Elazar, Hocham Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told us that in order that it should be considered dead, it should be considered Tumas Oichel while it's the Mefachas, Tzricha Hech Sheshchita Kebehem Torah. It has to have a proper Shechita. And if we didn't have a proper Shechita, then it's not good. Says the Gemara, Hech Shlamai, what was meant when it says Tzricha Hechsha Shechita? Says the Gemara, Amrav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Bedikas Sakin. As we also learned extensively at the beginning of the Masechta, that in order to do a Shechita properly, we have to check the knife first. Says the Gemara, here too will be the halacha that you have to check the knife before you do a Shechita, that it should be considered a valid Shechita, that it should be subject to, that the animal should be subject to Tumas Oichlim, even when it's Mevcharsis. The says the Gemara, but in order to send the Gemara is like this: if we have a live animal that has something in its stomach, and it's in the oil hames, whatever is in the oil hames in the stomach of a live animal will not have tumas oil hames, because the live animal prevents them from becoming tummy. However, what's in a dead animal will be tummy with tumas oil hames. So I asked the Gemara, Bamanei Rav Zeira Mershesus, Masha Tatzel al Blun Shebetoicha. If an animal was slaughtered and it's still mefarchis, and has kalim and in its body, and it's in the oil of mace, is it considered, since it's not subject, since it's considered to extent alive, because it doesn't have, as we were learning in our shir, Tumas Nevela, so since it doesn't have yet Tumas Nevela, it's alive. And if it's alive, we're learning, anything that's alive will not have tumor on the food and the food that's in its body. Or do we say that since it's already subject to tumas oichlim, then it will, the food, whatever in it will be tummy. Amalei mitama tumas oichlim, it's tumas oichlim, and therefore, how could you say if it's mitama tumas oichlim, so it's obviously considered dead, that it should be able to be matzel to not prevent tumor from what's inside. Amalei, to which he said, as we just said, but it's Eidem Atam and Tumas Nevela. It's not subject to Tumas Nevela. If it's not subject to Tumas Nevela, it's obviously still considered alive. If it's obviously still considered alive, why Loi Tatzel? Why can't it say what's inside? Amar Abai, so what is the halacha? Amar Abai, Eidem Atzelis Al-Blum Shebetoicha. It doesn't have the ability to say what's inside. The Matam and Tumas Oichlim, since it was subject to Tumas Oichlim, it's considered dead, and therefore, since it's considered dead, what's inside cannot be, we have to be machmer. Farova, but if somebody sodomizes this animal, it's chayiv, if he does be mezit chayiv misa, if he does be shoygi, it's chayiv karmachatis, derim etam tumas novela. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, we take on both chumras. And a lot of mefarshim asked the question, the Gemara just said, that if you revei it, you chayiv misa. But if it's a suffix, we know the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin taught us this halacha so many times, that since when we have a suffix, if we should kill a person or not, we always don't. And here we are. So Tosfos says that it's considered full-fledged alive. The halacha is that since it can be edible, it's tumas oichlam. So what Tosfos is saying, as I understand Tosfos to be saying, that technically and halachically it's considered a live animal. There's a new rule. There's a new rule that it's not that it has tumas oichlim, But that doesn't change its status as a live animal. The Mishnah said that if you have a lau that's all in one place, if we have a kazayis of halal gathered together, then you chai b'shum nevela. To which Rav Huna teaches us, we began the shiur with a lau, and we end the shiur the lau v'kusha kimsa. If you put it all together, that you're showing that you don't want it not to be significant, so that's why it's still considered meat. But if you didn't do anything to show that this is significant to you, it's not considered meat, and it would not have Thomas Novella.